You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Governor Whitmer's road funding plan got lots of attention for that proposed 45-cent per gallon boost in gasoline taxes. But there is another part of the plan worth examining. The governor wants to change the way money collected from those taxes is handed out. It would give a bigger chunk of funding to roads that get the most use, meaning urban streets and freeways would get more, rural roads less. Lindsay Van Hulley wrote about this for Bridge Magazine. Lindsay, explain how this new funding formula changes what Michigan's been doing for 68 years.
Well, a lot of the way that the road funding has been shared with counties and cities and the state, really, is through a public act passed in 1951. And it sort of divides the funding in dedicated percentages to different roads based on, you know, where they're owned. So 39% goes to MDOT, 39% is shared among the 83 county road agencies, and about 22% is shared with cities and villages. And that's been the case for a long time. There have been some sort of incremental tweaks to the formula and changes to the law, but no real wholesale revision has happened to this since then. And so what the governor has proposed in her budget is changing that so that the focus of that revenue is shared with roads based on how heavily traveled they are. So what that would do would send about half, 47%, to interstates and freeways, 30% to major routes that aren't freeways. And then it goes on from there where, you know, based on the traffic of the road and how busy it is, there's a percentage that goes to each of those. There'd be about 2% to what they're calling rural economic corridors or important rural roads, recognizing that, you know, in some places that aren't as densely populated, some of those roads are still important to the people who drive on them.
But as you point out in your piece for Bridge, critics will look at this. In fact, that report from the Citizens Research Council was kind of interesting, noting 69% of state roads are in rural areas, but rural areas account for just under 30% of traffic. So essentially, we've got this current formula treating a two-lane highway in northern Michigan the very same as a six-lane interstate freeway in Wayne County.
And that's been some of the, for proponents of wanting to change it, that's something that they point to, that, you know, the formula as it's written right now, the way that money is distributed doesn't really reflect the true need, the true cost of fixing roads. And so there are some who would say, you know, some areas that have fewer roads or fewer, you know, kind of lane miles is what they call them, tend to get more money than perhaps places in southeast Michigan. And I think that's one of the reasons that proponents of the idea say money should be redirected to where a lot of the traffic is, because that's where some of the wear and tear goes.
So the politics here, I'm wondering about, if we are giving a bigger piece of the pie, if this policy goes through, if her formula change goes through and a bigger piece of the pie goes to urban areas and freeways than rural and neighborhood roads, how would that affect the chances of lawmakers supporting the governor's plan, her road funding plan?
Well, there's, you know, among those who like the formula as it is right now, you know, the County Road Association has come out and said that, you know, the formula is working. It already includes things like population, miles of roads, share of vehicle registration fees. So they already sort of do account for where people live and where they're driving. And for many outstate lawmakers who say, you know, we don't want to be underrepresented in this change, I think that's where, you know, some of that disagreement has already come up. And so, you know, the size of the gas tax amount has already been one factor that's gotten some pushback already. But I think this formula will be another. And it'll be yet to see, I think, what House and Senate Republicans are going to come back with their own road funding proposals.
And it's worth noting, as you tell us in your piece, that this change would only apply to the revenue from that 45-cent gas tax increase. So counties and cities still get their chunk of the state's current 26.3 cent per gallon gas tax and the vehicle registration fees. That wouldn't change.
Right. And this essentially, because there'd be new money coming into the system from the gas tax, there would be more money for local road agencies, for counties and cities above what they already get, because, you know, there's that new, there'd be that new infusion coming in. So this would essentially, you know, the formula they have today would still be used. That same current share would still be shared. The question is, what do we do with the new money? And that's what the administration is looking at by saying, you know, it should go to where the traffic is.
So it sounds like we would have two systems of allocating money, of doling out money, if this all comes true.
It would be a separate formula, yeah. It wouldn't be rewriting the formula that exists today.
What do we watch for? What comes next?
Well, I think the negotiations continue on the budget. You know, the governor has certainly put forth her plan, and, you know, the House and Senate have indicated that they'll be working on their own road funding plans. You know, budget committees are already meeting and holding, you know, hearings on various factors of the budget. So, you know, we wait and see sort of what comes out of those plans. I know the governor has indicated that she'd like the legislature to pass a budget before they leave for the summer. It's unclear, I think, right now whether that will happen, but that's sort of where we're headed next.
Lindsay Van Hulle, you'll find her story on the road funding plan at bridgemi.com. Lindsay, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.